Exciting. Very good. Lord, thank you for the privilege of being with you again today. We just pray you will lead us and guide us.
主要我们也感谢有这样的荣幸再次来和您在一起，求您那个领导我们，引导我们。
We thank you that your promises are true.
我们非常感恩您的应许都是真的。
And we're praying, Lord, that you will help us believe them.
主要我们祷告，求您帮助我们相信您的应许。
It's true, Lord, some of the things you say seem to be so good and so difficult, we have trouble believing them. But we want to believe. Help us believe.
这是真的，主要有时候您想的说的东西呢，是很让我们很难相信，但是呢，确实是真的，求您帮助我们去相信那些很难相信的。
And yet, Lord, others of your promises and prophecies are so obviously true. Help us to live in the light of them, we pray.
当然呢，很明显的，有些真理是应许是非常明显的，求您帮助我们呢去信他，而且活依靠他活着。
So speak to us again as we consider your word, and we ask this in Jesus' name.
当我们学习的时候呢，求您对我们的心灵说话，我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Well, again, thank you all. Good to see you all this afternoon.
Yeah, 感谢大家，今天也下午也非常高兴看见大家。
We've been studying in the book of 2 Peter.
我们一直在学习彼得后书。
And in this book, we're told, that we're supposed to we're supposed to add to our faith these things that are necessary.
在这里呢，我们被告知呢，我们要在这些当那些事情发生的时候，我们的信心应该增加。
So in chapter 1, verse 5, we get the summary. It says, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge.And to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness.
在第一章第五节里说呢，正因为这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有德行要加上知识，有知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔。
And all of these things are wonderful to have in the life.But they're not always that easy to get in the life.
所有的这些呢，在我如果在我们人生里发生的话，都是非常美的。但是这个不是容易做到的。
And then Peter says, "Now remember, there are two major reasons why you should believe, why you should go out of your way to add to your faith."These wonderful things. Two major reasons.
然后那个彼得又告诉我们有两个主要的原因是为什么要把这上面所讲的一切来加到你的人生里加上你的信心里面去。
So verse 16 of chapter 1 says, We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses.Of His Majesty.
第十六节呢，他告诉我们，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威容。
And you remember the story when he was with the Lord Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration, and Moses and Elijah appeared, and the Lord Jesus.Was with them in a visible glory.
所以呢，大家都记得，在彼得在那个变相山上， 的时候，他看见了摩西和以利亚出现，当时呢主耶稣基督和他们在一起，当时主耶稣基督呢身上呢显现出他们可以看见的荣耀。
And you'll remember that some people say, you can't believe in eternal life. Nobody has ever been to heaven. Nobody's ever come back from there. You can't believe that.
有些人说呢，你不能相信有永生，因为从来没有人去过天上，也没有人从天上下来，所以你不能相信有永生。
Peter says, I believe it because I've seen it. I saw Moses. He'd been dead for 1500 years.I saw Elijah. He'd been dead for 800 years. I saw Jesus glorified.
因为彼得说呢，我相信，因为我看见了摩西，因为他已经死了1500年。我也看见了以利亚也已经死了800年，他们都回来了。而且我看见了主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督在那里得了荣耀。
So Peter was a witness.James and John were witnesses, and the other apostles were witnesses, though they didn't see exactly that particular transfiguration.
然后彼得呢，当时是个见证人，然后雅各和约翰呢，也是一个见证人。其他的门徒们，虽然他们当时没有在被像沾上，但是他们也是见证人。
And then verse 19 basically says, we have the word of the prophets, and it is a more certain word.
然后呢第十九节说呢，我们并有先知更确的预言。
And so Peter says, what I say is true, but what the prophets taught, what they said was even more true.Because the element of prophecy is there.
因为呢，彼得是在这里基本上他说的，我说的是真的，但是那些先知们说的更是真的，因为他们是先知的这样一个因素。
And then he goes on in chapter 2, and he talks about the false prophets. There are prophets that are true, but there are prophets.That are false.
然后在第二节里呢，使徒彼得开始谈论到那些假先知，他们所谈论的预言也都是假的。
So how would you tell whether somebody who's telling you about the Lord Jesus is a true prophet or a false prophet? How would you know?
所以呢，你怎么知道一个人当他告诉你主耶稣基督的时候，他是一个真先知呢，还是一个假先知呢？你怎么知道
？Jesus said, "You'll know them by their fruit. If their character is like Jesus, it'll be true. If their character is not like Jesus, then chances are it's false."
所以呢，如果主耶稣说呢，你可以看他的果子。如果他结的果子，他的那个品格呢是跟主耶稣基督一样的，那他们一定就是真先知。如果他们的品格跟主耶稣基督不一样的话，那么他们大概率是假先知。
So in chapter 2, Peter goes into detail to discuss the bad character of the false prophets.
因为呢，在那个第二章里，彼得呢就开始描述那些假先知的那些特征。
And you and I know what it's like. We notice in the news periodically that a politician has basically been saying, "Follow me, follow me, follow me," and then we find out the character of the politician.And we say, we don't want to follow you.
然后呢，你我呢，经常呢会在新闻里看到那些政治家，所谓的政客，他们说呢，你听从我，听从我，听从我。当我们真正发现他们的品德、品格的时候呢，我们说，我们当然不会听从你。
We're always very disappointed, aren't we, when we find...That the men who should obey, should behave, don't. They often break their own rules.
我们通常呢，感到失望，因为那些人呢，那些政客，他们通常的，他们不顺服，他们反叛，他们通常甚至他们违反了他们自己所制定的规则。
And so, that's the teaching of chapter 2. We're trying to make sure that we follow the Lord. We know we should. And the fact is that Peter and John and James and the others, they were witnesses that we follow, but the character of the non-Christian, the false prophet, is also proof that the true prophet is the good prophet.
然后呢，这个彼得后书的第二章呢，开始继续教导我们，教导我们呢，就是我们要跟随着主，就像彼得他们还有那些门徒们一样的。但是呢，通常呢，那些假的先知呢，他们一定会证明真的先知是真的。
But then the theme changes just a little bit when you get to chapter 3. And we finished chapter 2 last week, so we'll begin in chapter 3 this week.
然后呢，在这里进到第三章的时候，这个主题呢开始有一点点的变化。上个星期呢，我们结束了第二章的学习，今天呢，我们开始第三章。
And so he says in verse 1, Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I've written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking.
第三章彼得后书第三章第一节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们、激发你们诚实的心。”
And now he's going to give them another reason. A reason from prophecy, as he said he would. He'll give us the prophecy reason in order to convince us to follow the Lord.
然后呢，他给出那个第二个原因，第二原因就是说呢，从先知的角度来说，如果从先知角度来说，我们也应该听从主，跟随主。
He says, I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles.
而第二节说呢，叫你们纪念圣先知们预先所说的话和我们的命令，就是主救主的众使徒所传给你们的。
So he's returning to this theme of prophecy that he mentioned in chapter 1, verse 19.
然后呢，他就回到了他在第二章第十九节里所提到的先知这个方面的主题。
So in verse 3, he says, First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, Where is this coming? He promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
第三节和第四节说，第三节说，第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私意出来讥诮说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
People say, you know, the problem with Bible prophecy, it never comes to pass.
有些人说呢，在圣经里的那些预言呢，永远不会实现。
They say, God could say anything, but time goes on, time goes on, time goes on. It'll never come to pass. It's always been the way it's always been. Don't get excited.
他们说呢，神可以爱怎么说就怎么说，但是呢，这些事情呢，神说的事情呢，一直没有发生，因为时间一直这么以来呢，他从创世以来一直就是一样的。
These people are called scoffers because they mock at the prophecies of God. They say, Ah, don't worry about that. That'll never happen.
这些呢都被称之为讥诮者，因为他们实际上呢，他们在嘲笑神的先知们，他们说呢，啊，不要管他，那些事情永远不会发生。
Verse 4, they say, ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
这个第四节说呢，因为自从列祖睡了以后，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
They say things don't change, you know. Yesterday is pretty much the same as tomorrow. All things will carry on. La-di-da. Don't get excited. And don't you worry to think that God will come in and punish.
他们说呢，事情从来没有变化过。明天就会像昨天一样，一样的继续，也一样的继续。所以大地的不要去管这些事情，神永远不会来惩罚我们。
Now take a serious look at the last line of verse 4. Everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
我们要特别注意在第四节的最后一部分，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
That is a basic statement that is true of the science world in our day.
这个呢，基本上呢，就是说，跟我们当今世界科学界所说的话基本上是一样。
The scientists have labeled it uniformitarianism.
那个科学家呢，他们发明了一个叫均变论。
It is virtually the attitude of every scientist in the world today, uniformitarianism.
所以这个均变论呢，或者说奇异论呢，就是基本上当今世界的所有科学家他们相信的。
It basically says that everything is just going to carry on. There is no God, and there was a big bang, and then things just carried on, carried on, carried on, carried on.Everything is the same. How can we figure out what happened yesterday? We find out what's happening today, and we say, all right, that's how it happened yesterday.
实际上呢，他们说呢，不要管它，事情呢就是这样一直一直的继续下去，没有神，最开始呢，只是一个大爆炸就开始了。然后呢，所以不要去担心。如果我们想知道昨天发生什么呢，我们就看看今天发生的什么。我们看看今天发生的事，我们就知道昨天发生的事。
But the Christian says, no, that's not the case. The Christian says there's a God, and God did something. And when God did it, he did it in a way that was not exactly the way it was done yesterday.
基督徒说不是这样的啊，他们讲的是不对的，因为确实有一位神，神在里面中间做了一些事情，然后神做完了这些事情以后呢，这些事情改变了，他们跟昨天并不是完全一样。
And so you go to Adam, and let's pretend that you met Adam the day after he was created.
你到我们假设你那个去看见了亚当，我们也假设当时呢，亚当是他刚刚被造的那第二天。
And you say to Adam, Adam, you're a good looking man, you're a strong man, how old are you?
你会跟亚当说，亚当啊，你长得很帅，你也是一个很强壮的人，那么你有多大呢？
Adam says, well, to be perfectly frank, I'm one day old.
他说呢，坦率地说，我只有一天，只出生那一天。
You say, well, where were you last week, Adam?
所以呢，那你说亚当呢，上个星期你在做什么呢？
He says, I was just a little bit of dust to ground over there. I wasn't around a week ago.
你知道我，他说我就是啊，一个星期我只是一些尘土，我只是在地里的一些尘土。
You say, Adam, you're a highly organized, well-built, handsome, intelligent, pleasant kind of a man. How did you learn all that?
你说为什么亚当呢？你呢是一个完完全全被完美的创造出来的，你长得很帅，然后你的智商也很高，你知道所有的一切事情，你怎么学会的呢？
What did your mommy and daddy teach you? How did they get you to be so good?
那你的爸爸妈妈怎么教你的？你怎么可以变得如此的完美呢？
Adam said, I didn't have a mommy and daddy. And I didn't grow. I never imagined. I never even growed. I'm just here. Boom.
亚当说呢，我根本就没有爸爸妈妈。我也甚至我都不没有去生长，你去想象一下，我从来没有生长，我只是蹦的一下就出现在这里。
Now, if you are a scientist who believes, verse 4, that ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. If you believed in uniformitarianism, you would say, Adam, you are lying. You know that you are a product of evolution.
如果你当时呢，你是一个科学家，你相信第四节说的万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样的，你相信那个均变论或者奇异论的话，那你就会跟亚当说，亚当你撒谎，你根本就不是这么来的，你是进化论进化出来的。
And you would say, I look like I'm 25 years old. And the evolutionists would say, you have obviously evolved from something lesser over the last millions, billions of years. Adam said, no, God made me yesterday. What a difference.
你就会跟亚当说，那是亚当，你看起来好像只有25岁，那么肯定会有十几亿之年，十几亿年之前发生了一点什么，你就慢慢的、慢慢的变成了今天这个样子。亚当说，不是啊，一分钟前神创造了我。
How old was the tree that was in the garden? If you chopped it down, it would have 700 rings in it. How old was that tree?
如果你在那个伊甸园的那些树有多大年龄呢？如果你砍一棵树下来，看到树的那个树的年龄有700个年龄，那么这个树有多大多少岁呢？
And if the tree could talk, it would simply say, I wasn't here last week. God made me just a few days ago. Put me in here. I look like I'm 700 years old, but I'm not. I didn't exist last week.
如果你是个树，是那个树，你会说话的话，你就说呢，我实际上一个星期之前我都不在这里，那个神就把我放在这里，我看起来好像有700岁，但是其实是一个星期几天前神把我放在这里。
So our world is full of people who today are preaching the science of uniformitarianism. All just carries on like this, nothing dramatic, but God says no, I intervene in the affairs of life and in the affairs of creation. God is the intervener. We do not live in an age of uniformitarianism.
如果呢，你是相信那个均变论的话，你说我们就是这样，我们就一天一天的就这样延续下去。但是神说不，这个事情实际上是神干预了。神说我干预了，我创造的生命，我把一切都改变了。
All right, now if God intervened in the affairs of this universe yesterday,Do you think it probable that he will intervene in the affairs of this universe sometime tomorrow, sometime in the future. If he did it in the past, will he not do it in the future?
如果神在昨天的过去，他干预了这个整个的宇宙所发生的事情的话，你认为神会不会就在明天，或者在不远的将来，或者在将来，他会像昨天干预这个整个宇宙的事物一样，去干预今天的这个宇宙呢？
And so Peter says, I'm telling you,this is the end of the Bible. I'm telling you, God is going to come back tomorrow and he's going to judge this earth. What's the proof? He came in yesterday. If he did it in the past, he will do it in the future.
所以彼得的时候呢，这已经是圣经快结束了。我告诉你，明天主就会来的。他过去，他来了。就像他过去来一样，他将来一定会来。
All right, verse 5. It says, but they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and with water. By water also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed.
第五节第六节说呢，他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，即水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
What happened in the days of Noah?
那么在挪亚的那个时代发生了什么呢？
God sent lots of water around the earth.
神降下了大量的水在整个地球上。
And all the people save 8 drowned.
所以呢，只有八个人得救了，所有的其他的人都淹死。
Why did he do that?
他为什么那么做呢，神？
Because the people were sinners exceedingly.
因为这些当时的人呢，他们都是罪人，而且是非常罪大。
Every thought of their mind and of their heart was evil, evil, evil. God says, I'm going to destroy that.
当时所有的人呢，他们的思维啊和他们的心灵呢，都是邪恶，邪恶。然后神说呢，我要摧毁他们。
So why don't they do that? They deliberately forget.
他们为什么像那么做呢？因为他们故意忘记。
Have you ever realized that you can deliberately forget?
你有没有意识到呢？你真的可以故意的忘记呢？
It's amazing. Sometimes it's even miraculous. But if you train yourself, you can forget.
所以呢，这是很神奇的，有时候呢也是很让人惊奇的。如果你一直训练自己，你真的会忘掉一些事。
Two of my friends, when they were little boys, had been raised in Japan. They came back to England and then to the United States and then to Canada when they were 5 or 6 years old.
然后呢，我有两个朋友，他们是在日本长大的。他们五岁的时候呢，他们回到了美国，回到了英格兰，然后最终呢回到了加拿大。
When they were first out of Japan, at the age of 5 or 6, they couldn't speak a word of English. All they could do is speak Japanese.
然后呢，当他们五岁或者六岁的时候，从日本出来的时候呢，他们一个字的英文都不会讲，他们所有能讲的话都是日语。
When I first knew them, when they were probably 14, 15, 16, they spoke English.
然后呢，我第一次看见他们的时候，他们大约是14或者15岁，他们当时能讲英语。
They couldn't speak a word of Japanese.
他们一个日语就都想不起来。
They had completely forgotten the language, the only language that they knew when they were children.
然后呢，他们完完全全忘记了当他们还是孩子的时候的能会的唯一的一种语言。
It is possible to forget.
这个是有可能会忘记的。
These people, verse 5 says, these people deliberately forget.
然后这些呢，当时的那些人呢，第五节说他们故意忘记。
Why would they deliberately forget?
为什么他们要故意忘记呢？
Because if they believed it, they'd realize that God was going to judge them tomorrow, just like he judged the earth when it flooded, he flooded it with water yesterday.
因为他们实际上他们不相信呢，神会呢审判他们，就像审判他们用水来审判淹他们一样。
So what do people believe? What do people acknowledge as truth?
所以呢，人们相信什么呢？人们知道什么样的真理？
And there is a sense in which people believe what they want to believe.
这里呢，就是有一个条件呢，他们只相信他们想相信。
And so these scoffers say, I don't want to believe that I'm going to be judged for my sins, so they pretend that God doesn't exist.
然后这些讥诮者呢，他们说呢，我不相信神会审判我的罪，所以呢，他们假装神不存在。
And so one of the key elements of evolution is that it's all uniformitarianism and there wasn't a flood.
所以呢，这个所有的那个关键的因素，关于进化论的因素呢，说所有的事情都是这样一直保持一样的，根本就没有大洪水。
But the problem is, and I just read this the other day, that many scientists are having to admit that the evidence for a worldwide flood is extremely great.
前几天呢，我读到一样东西，读到一个东西呢，他说呢，现在很多在世界上的科学家，他们不得不承认，当时在世界上有一个大的洪水发生。
And I've told you before, I think, that if you just go up towards Squamish and go up the top of the skyline ride over Britannia, that you'll find a little plaque there that simply says that the Squamish Indians, long before the white man ever came, told about the Great Flood.
如果你去那个 Squamish 那里有一个缆车，你坐那个缆车上去的话，到达那个叫 Britannia 那个地方的话呢，那里有一个地方写着说在白人来到美洲之前，远远在他们来到美洲之前，印第安人就知道当时有一个大洪水的发生。
They knew there was a flood, just like people all over the world have a history acknowledging that there was a flood, but people deliberately choose not to believe it.
然后呢，实际上呢，在世界整个世界所有的地方的人都承认当时呢有一个大的洪水发生，但是这些人呢却故意的选择。不相信他。
All right. So, verse 6 again says, by water, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. Verse 7, by the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
第六节说呢，因此当时世界被水淹灭就消灭了。第七节说，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
What's going to happen to this old world?
这个旧的世界会发生什么呢？
One day God is going to destroy it, not with water, but with fire.
有一天呢，神会摧毁这个旧的世界，但是呢，不是用水，而是用火。
Now, here's my question. Is that hard for the Christian to believe?
这样呢，现在是我的问题。对于基督徒来说，相信这个很难吗？
No, the Christian doesn't find that hard to believe. He says, that's logical. There's been a lot of evil in this world. And God, when he establishes his kingdom, is going to want a kingdom that is pure and holy and founded on truth and equity. Therefore, not at all surprising that God will destroy the world with fire.
然后呢，这基督徒们说呢，我们不难相信这个，因为现在呢，整个世界充满了罪恶，但是神的国呢，却是纯净的、纯洁的，里面没有任何的罪，所以呢，我们不奇怪神会摧毁这个旧世界来建立他的王国。
Now, frankly, some of the prophecies, especially as you find them in the Book of Revelation.They're pretty hard to believe.
Yeah, 但是呢，坦率地说呢，有些预言呢，特别是在启示录里所讲的预言呢，对我们来说有时候很难相信。
But the fact that the Lord is going to destroy the world with fire and start again, that's not difficult to believe. It's just some of the details that we read about in Bible prophecy are hard to believe.
实际上呢，神会摧毁这个旧世界，重新开始一个新的王国。这个对我们来说不难理解这样的预言，但是呢，我们有时候呢，就是说对那些预言的细节我们很难理解。
But others of the prophecies in Revelation in other prophets, some of those prophecies.Though very hard to believe, have actually come true.
然后呢，在有些预言呢，实际上是让在启示录里或者在其他的先知书里预言的是很我们很难相信的，但是确实那些预言却变成了真实的。
And some of them have come true, actually, in your lifetime and mine.
所以有些已经成为现实，甚至是在你的人生里和在我的人生里。
And the prophecy in Revelation chapter 15 that says no man will be able to buy or sell except he has the mark of the beast. That prophecy was very difficult to believe until the last few years, but it's become precisely fulfilled in our day.
因为在启示录的第十五章的说呢，如果那个没有那个野兽的标志的人呢，他不能进行买卖。这个呢，对我们来说，当时呢是很难去理解的。但是呢，确确实实在我们这个年代，在几年之前已经变成了现实。
We're controlled by computers.Computers in China can tell who you are, where you are, where you've been, where you haven't been. It's all there now.
因为我们是现在由电脑来控制的，甚至说在中国，在中国的话呢，你在哪里，你曾经去过哪里，你在干什么，你在到过哪里，他们全都知道。
In Sweden today, all you need is a little implant.And from your implant, you can buy, you can sell, you can do your banking, you can do your business, you can do pretty much anything because of the implant. It's all there.
实际上呢，在那个他会给你大脑里植入一个东西，植入以后呢，实际上呢，你就可以进行买卖，你就可以去做银行的业务，你就可以做一切的事情。
Now you go to somebody who was born 1,000 years ago and died 900 years ago, and you say to him, excuse me, but I'd just like you to tell you about that. And he would say, that's absolute nonsense.
然后呢，如果是一个人呢，他是1000年之前出生的，900年前就死了，然后你告诉他，你说这个预言告诉他，他说这个完全没有任何的道理。
So if you get proof that one of the hard prophecies to believe has taken place, what are you going to think about one of the easy prophecies to believe? Of course, God is going to destroy this with fire.
如果说呢，你连一个最难的预言呢，它都变成了现实，那么说呢，那你当然很容易的去相信一个简单的预言，那么当然神会用火摧毁整个世界。
Peter is saying, how are you going to live? And we say, well, we'll start to do what we do. Peter says, hang on.You'd better do it right, because God is going to destroy this whole earth because of the wickedness upon it. You had better believe that sooner or later, judgment is coming.
所以彼得说，那你怎么去生活呢？你说，那我就按照原来的步骤来生活。那个彼得说，不，你最好开始准备去做正确的事儿。因为神呢，他一定会来，他来了呢，他会审判整个世界，他用火要毁灭这个世界，你最好是要做好准备。
The wicked are going to have to be judged.
那些恶人呢，必须要受到审判。
Now verse 8. Peter says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends.With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
第八节呢，彼得继续说呢，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
God's been around for a long time.
神呢，在那里已经很久。
And something like you and I.We've only been around for a short time, but I can remember pretty vividly things that happened 50, 60, 70 years ago.
实际上呢，就像你我呢，我们其实活的时间呢不长，但是呢，就说我能够很清楚记得50或者60年前发生的事情。
I went for a walk or a drive in my...thinking last night, and I drove along a couple of streets that I remember vividly from 60 years ago.
然后有一天呢，我出去走路或者是开车的时候呢，我在想，我很清醒的记得五六十年前发生的事。
Now, if that's true of Harold, how much more is that true of God? God can remember what happened 1,000 years ago. He knows what happened 2,000 years ago.
所以呢，我在这里说 Harold, 这真的是真的，神他能记得1000年前发生的事情，他也能记得2000年、几千年前发生的事情。
And God has a program for today.And interestingly, that program is not limited to a day or a week or a month or a year or a decade. God's program keeps going for a long time. That's because he's doing a big deal.
实际上呢，神呢，他今天呢，他有一个计划。那这个计划呢，并不是说一天的，或者一个星期，或者一个月，或者一年，或者十年。神呢，他有一个大的计划，因为神他把这看成一件大的事情，他这个计划很长。
One of the men in Vancouver today is very, very rich. His name is Jimmy Patterson.
温哥华呢，我们有一个非常非常有钱的人。他的名字叫 Jimmy Patterson.
Some people say he's the third richest man in Canada.
有些人说呢，他是加拿大第三有钱的人。
I have some friends who knew, I had some friends who knew him very well. Most of them have died because Jimmy Patterson is 93 years old now.
所以呢，我有一些朋友们呢，他们认识这个 Jimmy Patterson， 但是呢，大多数我的这些朋友们呢都死了，因为 Jimmy Patterson 呢，今年呢有93岁。
They remember him when he was richer, sorry, when they were richer than he was.
他们呢记得他呢在当时呢他们自己比他有钱。
But over a long period of time, over the last 75 years, Jimmy Patterson has been building and building and building and building and building his wealth.
然后呢在很长一段时间大概75年间那个 Jimmy Patterson 呢一直就是在堆积他的财富堆积他的财富。
Now since the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, over the last 2000 years, what's God been doing? He's been building and building and building and building his wealth.
然后那个神在主耶稣基督为我们死以后他在做什么呢他实际上一直在建立他的财富。
What wealth has he been building?
那么主神建的财富是什么
You and me.
就是你我。
How rich is our God?
我们的神有多富有呢
Well,I think if you were to say, God, are you really, really rich? He would say, yeah, I am. I'm really, really rich. Frankly, I'm getting richer every day.
你如果问神说呢神呢你有多富有呢神说、哦、我真的很富有我极其富有但是我每一天都比前一天都富有。
You'd say, well, now, God, could you please tell me, how rich are you?
你是神呢求您告诉我您有多富有呢
And he would say, well, that's pretty simple, actually. I save Chelsea, and I save Sunny, and I save Sharon, and I save Phoebe, and I save Ivy, and, do you know how rich I am? Look at all those wonderful people. They're all my children. I'm rich.
所以呢神说呢这非常简单啊。你看看 Chelsea, 你看看 Sunny, 你看看 Sharon, 你看看 Phoebe, 你看看 Ivy, 他们都是我的孩子们你知道我有多富有吗
Does that mean to say he's finished? No. He's just accumulating his wealth now. And then after he's got some more wealth, why he's going to stop. And he's going to judge all the...ungodly who would not follow him and did those terrible things and he will come down in judgment upon them.
所以这是结束吗其实不是神每天呢都在堆积他的财富都在积累他的财富一直积累积累积累积累到有一天的时候呢神会停止而停止了以后呢他要去审判那些所有的不敬虔的人审判那些所有的不跟随不顺服他的人。
And so God looks out at the heavens and the earth today, and mostly the earth we can understand. And we say, God, what do you got that earth there for? Oh, God says, verse number 7, he says, that earth is reserved for fire.
神呢实际上呢就是他从天上看到天堂和地球其实上说看地球比较简单他就说呢那地球上那些地方留着干什么呢你问神说那个地方留着将来要用火来审判。
And you go to God and you say, excuse me, God, but what are you going to do with that earth?
因为你知道到神那里去你说对不起神呢那个你准备对地球做什么
Well, he said to be perfectly frank, that earth's getting to be pretty dirty again.
所以呢你说呢就是说呢神说非常坦率地说那个地方会变得非常的脏。
He said in a long time ago, in the days of Noah, it was so dirty, I decided it needed a really good wash.So I just sent all that water all over it.
那个神说呢其实坦率地说在很久之前的挪亚那个时代呢地球就变得极其的肮脏所以呢我决定用水把整个地球洗一遍。
Oh, you say, well, that's interesting, God. So what are your plans now?
所以你说那个呢非常有趣那么神呢 您的计划现在是什么？
He says, well, it's getting awfully dirty again, isn't it?
他说现在地球变得再次变得肮脏。
He said, what I've done, I just set it aside. I've reserved it for another washing. I'm not going to wash it with water next time. I'm going to wash it with fire. And the fire is going to burn up all the filth of that earth so that when it comes out of the fire, it'll be clean again.
医生说呢，实际上呢，是啊，我地球呢，我保留继续清洗它的权利，因为我一定会清洗地球，但是下次清洗的时候呢，我不会用水再来清洗，我会用火来清洗。当我把用火把地球上所有的一切都烧尽的时候呢，地球呢会变得再次干净。
So you say, well, that's interesting, God. When are you going to do that? He says, well, it's been a couple of days since my son died, 1,000 years here, 1,000 years there. I'm going to let it go just a little longer till I get some more riches, some more people are going to trust me as Savior. And then we're going to wash it all off with fire and we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth.
那你说神呢，这个事情怎么发生？神就是说呢，是啊，实际上就是说在我的爱子为你们而死了以后的几天，也就是说几千年以来，我就会让他稍微延续一点，稍微延续一点，延续一点以后呢，然后呢就有更多的人呢信主，有更多的人得救，然后在最后一个点上，我就会用火来清洗这个地球，把它完全烧毁，然后我再建立一个新的天堂，新的地球。
And then verse 9 says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some consider slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
第九节说呢，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿一人沉沦。乃愿人人都悔改。
When we were little children, we used to laugh at our daddy.
我们当我们还是个小孩的时候呢，我们经常会笑话我们的爸爸。
In the summertime, as children, we used to go to Seashelt and we would spend a little bit of time there at the ocean for our summer holidays.
然后呢，当我们还是小男孩的时候，我们会去那个阳光海岸那些地方去度几天假，度几天假，然后在那里度过我们的假期。
And our daddy had to work in Vancouver on Saturday mornings, but he got Saturday afternoon and Sunday off, so he used to come to Seashelt on Saturday afternoon so he could spend the night and the following day with us.
然后呢，我的父亲呢，他通常星期六的早上呢，他还要工作。早上要工作的话呢，但是下午呢，他就需要休息，星期天也休息。所以呢，他会在星期六的下午来到那个阳光海岸那个地方，和我们在一起在海边度个一两天。
But the time he got off work and the time he had to get on the boat.Wasn't very long, and he had to move really fast. He'd run from the bank where he was working down to the dock where the ship was, and he had trouble getting there on time.
那实际上呢，在我父亲下班的时候，因为他在银行工作，他下班的时候呢，他要从他那个地方到那个海边的。他们的那个船那里到伦敦那里的时间非常短，所以呢，他通常呢，不能准时到，他也很难准时到达海边乘船。
And sometimes the boat was actually moving away from the dock when he got on. He would jump from the dock onto the boat.
有时候呢，当他来到码头的时候呢，实际上那个轮渡呢已经开始移动了，开始离开了，所以呢，他必须从那个码头上跳到那个船轮渡上去。
And when we were little children, we would laugh at that story. And we would sometimes say, what would have happened if you'd missed? You would have got really wet.
当我们还是个小孩的时候呢，我们通常会笑话，哎，我父亲的那个故事，因为我们说呢，哎，你当时要是没有跳到船上怎么办？那你肯定会，掉到海里，你全身都会湿透。
And you know, sometimes I think the captain saw him running down the ramp to the boat, and I think the captain said, I'm just going to wait another few seconds so Mr. Summers can get on.
有时候呢，我就在想呢，当时那个船的船长呢，他看见了我的父亲从那个跳板上往下跑的时候，跑到甲板上准备往上跳的时候，他说呢，我就应该我会等他几秒钟，然后这样的话呢，这个 Summers 先生可以上船。
Do you think God ever does that?
因为神。
With you and me?
你认为神会那样做吗？他会等着等你我来吗？
Do you think he saw me coming? Said I'm going to hold off just a little longer so Harold can get on?
你认为他看见了我，神说呢，我就会等一下，等一下呢，那个 Harold 就可以进来。
Then he saw you coming.And he said, I'm going to hold off even longer.
然后他看见你们来了，然后他就会说呢，神就会说，我再多等一会儿。
Why didn't Jesus come back yesterday?
主耶稣基督为什么昨天不来？
Because there's still some who will come today. That's what the verse says.
因为仍然有人今天还会难得主这里，这就是
这个问题。Verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. Some understand slowness. He is patient with you and me, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Why didn't God come long ago? Because he loves you and he loves me.
第九节说呢，其实不是单言，而是对我们很久忍耐，不愿一人灭亡，而愿人人都悔改。为什么神主耶稣昨天不来了？因为他等着我们，等着我们来。
Now that's true of every yesterday in the last 2,000 years. But what's verse 10 say?
实际上呢，这是确确实实在过去的几千年发生的事情。那么第十节讲的是什么？
It says the day of the Lord will come as a thief.
这里讲呢，但主的日子要像贼来到一样。
God has been putting that day off, puts it off a little longer.Puts a little off a little longer, puts it off a little longer. Does that mean, what's that mean? It means the day of the Lord will soon come. And it'll come as a thief in the night because we'll say, oh, it'll never happen, but it'll happen. This is the promise of God. The day of the Lord will come.
然后这里呢，神呢，就把那个天要来的日子呢，往后推一点，再往后推一点。再往后推一点，这是什么意思呢？这意思这意味着主他一定会来，也会马上就来，就像夜间的贼来到一样，他主肯定会来。
What's going to happen? Well, the day of the Lord will come with a roar. Where are we? Let's do it again. Verse 10, the heavens will disappear with a roar.
因为在那个第十节讲到的呢，到那日它发生了什么，天必有响声废去。
We don't understand the astrophysics of all that. All we know is that that's what's going to happen. And there will be a terrible roar, and the heavens will disappear. Somehow the earth won't be able to see the heavens, or the heavens will move. We don't know what all is going to happen.
我们不知道那个天体物理的原因那样是怎么发生的。实际上呢，在那一天呢，一定会诸天必在一声巨响中废去，所有的整个的天体、整个的星球、其他的星系，全部会在一声巨响中废去。
The fact is, it's going to be pretty noisy.
那个事实呢，这个声音呢，非常的大。
I just read the other day that there's a big question going around right now, and it goes like this amongst the evolutionists. They talk about the Big Bang.
然后呢，几天前我读到呢，那实际上是在这些相信进化论的人的中间，他们呢说呢，实际上是有一个大爆炸。
They say it all started with a Big Bang.
基本上呢，所有的都是从大爆炸开始。
But there's all kinds of scientists today who are saying, you know, there's a problem with that because there wasn't really any bang.
因为很多科学家呢说呢，这里其实是有一个问题。实际上呢，过去从来没有一个大爆炸发生。
And we don't understand that, and we don't worry about it because that's not how God did it in the first place. God spoke. It wasn't a bang; it was a word.And God spoke, and the worlds came into being.
所以呢，我们也不理解，我们也不去关心有没有大爆炸。实际上，我们知道神当时他就说话，他就说了一句话，世界就形成了，并没有什么大爆炸。
What's going to happen in the future? Not necessarily a word. There's going to be a big roar, a big bang, and the heavens will disappear.
因为在江南呢，会发生什么呢？其实不必有一个神说的话，实际上就有一个巨响，有一个大爆炸，整个宇宙都会毁灭。
Verse 10 goes on to say the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare or burned up.
然后第十节继续说的有形质的都要被烈火融化。地和其中的工作都要烧尽了。
Now, what's all this mean?
这个什么意思？
Verse 11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be?
因为第十一节是这么说，这一切既然都要如此融化，你们为人该怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Okay, that's pretty profound. If it's all going to be destroyed, not much point in having it.
因为这是呢，非常深刻的。因为如果所有的一切都会被摧毁的话，那实际上已经没什么意义了。
I read the story a long time ago about Tibet.
我读了一个故事，很久前读了一个故事，关于西藏的故事。
One of the leaders, one of the politicians, the senior man in Quebec, sorry, in Tibet, at the time of the communist revolution, realized that he was going to lose his kingdom.
然后当时呢，实际上呢，西藏的一个领导人呢，实际上是在共产主义革命的时候。他意识到他可能会失去他的王国。
He said to his servants, "We've only got a few hours. You're going to have to leave. Get packed up. We're leaving in a few hours."
然后他跟他的那个仆人们说呢，我们马上要离开，几个小时之前要离开这里，你们最好把行李都包好。
He went outside and he looked. One of his servants was loading the family silverware on a donkey.
然后呢，他出去看见他其中的一个仆人呢，把他们的那些银器呢装到一个驴的身上。
He said to his servant, "What are you doing?"
然后他跟他的仆人说，你在干嘛？
The servant said, we're going to take the silverware with us.
那个仆人说呢, 我们会把银器和我们一起带走。
That wise man said, forget the silverware. We have lost the kingdom.
然后那个明智的那个领导人就跟他说呢, 不要管这些银器了, 我们已经失去了整个王国。
What manner of persons ought we to be? We're going to lose this kingdom. We've got to live for Jesus.
所以呢,我们应该是什么样的人呢? 这个世界呢,我们会失去, 但是我们要为主耶稣基督而活。Verse
11 again, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives.
第十一节说呢,这一切既然都要如此融化,那么你们为人该怎样呢?你们应该圣洁敬虔。
As you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming.
第十二节说,切切仰望神的日子来到。
All right, so let's pretend your name is Noah.
我们来假设一下你的名字叫罗亚。
Okay, and you get in the boat and you go for a ride for several months and then you wake up in the morning and the ark has settled on the land and you go outside and the whole world is there.
然后呢,有一天呢,你进到一艘船里,然后你在船里呢,漂流了几个月以后,当你从船到达一个岸边的时候,你从船里出来的时候,你看到是整个的世界。
Okay, do you wish, do you think Noah wished he'd brought a whole lot more stuff with him?
你认为挪亚他希望他带了很多东西和他一起吗?
No, when he got to the new earth, he had the whole earth. He had all the creeks and all the rivers. He had all the lands. He had all the flowers and all the vegetables. He had everything. You could say he should have brought more turnips. No, he didn't need more turnips, and he didn't need a lot of other things. He was just going to the promised land. Marvelous.
因为挪亚呢,他其实他并不后悔,他没有带更多的东西,实际上当挪亚出来的时候,他有整个的世界,整个世界所有的地球上的一切都属于他,蔬菜啊,水果啊,树啊,地球上所有的一切都会属于他,你认为他会后悔当初他少带的那些东西吗?少带了行李吗?
My friend who trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, over 60 years ago at 16, used to tell this story.
我的一个朋友呢,他信了主耶稣基督为他的个人救主,他呢,大概是在60年前在16节教会,他告诉我们这样一个故事。
This isn't a true story, but he told it anyway.
这个呢,不是一个真实的故事,但是他就是告诉我们。
He said there was a man who was approached by an angel one day and said, you know, you're going to go to heaven next week and you can only take a little bit with you, but you can take something with you when you go to heaven. You can take something with you.
但是呢,他说有一天呢,一个天使呢,来到一个人面前,就跟他说呢,下个星期你要去天堂了。 但是呢,你可以带一些东西去天堂,但是呢,你只能带一点点,不管怎么说,你可以带东西去天堂。So
he thought ahead, and he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my money and some of my things, and I'm going to buy gold. He said, when I go to heaven, I'm just going to take some gold with me.
然后这个人呢,他因为提前知道了,他说呢,我会到天堂去呢,我会把我所有的钱都带上,我会买一些金子,我把所有的钱都换成金子,当我到天堂的时候呢,把那些金子都带到天堂去。
And when he got to heaven, of course, he was amazed because even the streets were made of gold. Gold had no value in heaven. Everything was gold. The walls were gold. The streets were gold. The place was full of gold. And he brought a few golden coins with him.
然后呢，当他到达天堂以后呢，他看见天堂里街道都是金子做的，街天堂的一切都是金子做的，甚至围墙啊什么的，全是金子做的。但是金子在天堂里一文不值，所以他带去呢就是几个金币。
So what do we do when we come to when we go to heaven? What do we bring? Answer: we bring holiness and godliness. We get all the holiness we can here, and we get all the godliness we can here. When we go to heaven, we'll have some riches.
因为实际上我们到天堂去，我们应该带什么呢？我们要带上所有我们能够听到的圣洁，我们能够听到的敬虔。当天堂，我们去了天堂，我们有了圣洁和敬虔呢，以后呢，我们就会变得非常的富有。
Remember verse 12 keeps on saying, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat.
第十二节继续说呢，诸天被火烧就融化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Now the scoffers don't believe that. They say we everything's just going to carry on, you know. Tomorrow's going to be just like yesterday, only even better. Everything's going to be fine. God says, don't you believe it for a moment. I'm coming back in judgment.
所以呢，实际上呢，那些讥诮者呢，他们都不相信。他们说呢，也这生活会继续下去，一天一天，明天跟今天就会一样，甚至会更好。 所以呢，神说你等一下，等一下呢，这一切的时候呢，我要来，我要审判你们。
And the false teachers, chapter 2, they say, you know, we're going to go out, we're going to teach people that that's not going to happen. We'll just teach them, do this and do that and pay me lots of money and people will follow me and I'll get to be rich and everything's going to be fine. And then they're going to find out that God judges them too.
然后呢，在第二章里讲到的那些假教师呢，他们会出去说呢，哎，我们就出去，我们不管这些，这一切都不会发生的，就一每天都是一样，我们就出去教导别人，我们教导别人呢，然后呢，我们就收很多的钱，然后我们就一直教导，一直教导，教导以后呢，我们能够收集很多的钱，我们就变成非常的富有，然后神说，等一下，我也要审判你们，要把你们扫灭。
But what's going to follow this, verse 13?
那么第十三节跟
Go ahead.
第十三节跟着是什么？
In keeping with his promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
第十三节说，当我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Some people say to me now, Harold, wouldn't you like to go on a world tour?
有些人问我说, Harold, 你想去环游世界吗?
And the answer is, yep, that's what I'd like to do.
但是我非常想环游世界。
But I'm going to wait just a little longer so that when I go on the world tour, I'm going to see the new earth.
然后呢，我想呢，我还是要再等一会儿，等到时候那个时候呢，当我环游世界的时候呢，我会看到是一个整个的新世界。The
new earth's going to look a whole lot better than the old earth.
那个新地球呢，要远远的比那个旧的地球看起来好得多。The
new earth is going to look good, and frankly, the new earth is going to smell good. Everything about it is going to be absolutely wonderful. That's what I want to do. I'm going to go on a world cruise in the new earth. That's going to be fabulous.
那实际上呢，整个新的世界呢，它一切都是新的，甚至闻起来都很香。然后当我环游整个新的世界的时候呢，我要去。 做一个游轮，然后我要在这个整个游轮环游世界，当时那个时候呢，绝对是绝美的。
And actually, there's not only just going to be a new earth, there's going to be a new heaven.
那个实际上呢，就是那里不光光有一个新的地球，但是还有一个新的天。
That means the stars, that means the stratosphere, the atmosphere, our solar system, it's all going to be new. Now, I don't know what it's going to look like.
这个呢，就是说呢，实际上呢，这个意味着所有的星球、所有的恒星呢，还有这我们整个的太阳系都是新的。我就是想象不出来当时是会什么样子。
And when we go out on a clear night, we look up into the sky, we say, wow, that's beautiful.
当我们在晴朗的夜空，我们往上看的时候，我们说啊，太美了。
And when we look at the pictures from the Webb telescope, we marvel. We say, what an amazing universe.
当我们在那个看到那个韦伯望远镜传回来的照片的时候呢，我们说那个看起来真的是极其的神奇。
What's the new one going to be like?
那么新的天堂天会变成什么样子？
And I can only think of one or two words to describe it, but certainly one of them is better. Whatever is out there now is good. Whatever is going to be out there is better. God's going to make it even more beautiful than it is now. I don't know how he's going to do that, frankly.
实际上呢，我只能想到一两个词去描述，它会更好。不管现在在那里是什么样的，它会变得更好。不管现在在那里是什么样子，它会变得更美。实际上呢，神怎么去做到那个呢？坦率地说，我也不知道，我只知道会变得更好、更美。
All right, well, maybe time for a discussion and question. We've gone over some things today, almost scientific.We've gone over the promises of God. You may have some questions related to some of this. It's big stuff, and I don't know all the answers, but I'm getting excited because it's true. It's going to come very soon.
实际上呢，今天呢，这个时间呢，我们开放给做讨论和问题，因为我们学到今天呢，谈到了关于科学方面的，关于神的应许，这些呢，其实上都是很大的一些东西，所以呢，不管怎么说，你理解也好，不理解好，一切都会成为现实，成为真的，所以你们一定有些问题，但是呢，我不一定知道所有的答案，但是我会尽量回答你们。
Any thoughts, discussion, question?
任何的想要讨论的呢，或者是想法呢，或者是问题。
Yes, yes. We have talked about the false prophet. False prophet. But in fact, and there are many factions of a Christian. Many factions of a Christian. I think.How can we distinguish which is good faction, which is a bad faction? My question is, does we have a basic standard to distinguish that?
Very good question. Number one, we look at the character.Of the teachers. That's what chapter 2 is all about. The false teachers have bad characters.
And,
go ahead.
这个是一个好的问题，但是呢，其实告诉我们怎么区分这些假教师的话呢，第一点呢，就是这些假教师他们的品质都非常的坏。
The true teacher is going to look and speak and act like Jesus.
那个真的教师呢，他们会讲话，他们的行为都会像主耶稣基督一样。
The false teacher is going to look and talk and act like a hypocrite.
然后那些假教师呢，他们讲话，他们的行为呢，就像一个假冒伪善者。
Now a hypocrite is hard to identify because he puts a good appearance on. When he gets up in the morning, he gets dressed really smart so people will think he's good.
所以呢，那个假冒伪善的人呢，是很难分辨的。因为那些假冒伪善的人呢，他们表面上看起来是一个极好的人，他们每天早晨起来以后呢，他们把那个伪装，那些表面上假装好的穿起来。
Now, I've never proven this firsthand, but I've been told that some people, when they get married, find that their spouse isn't exactly what they thought they were going to get.
因为这个呢，我没有第一手资料来证明，但是呢，我知道有些人呢，当他们结婚的时候呢，他们认为他们的配偶应该是和他想象中的一模一样。
And one of my friends used to say, before you get married, you want to open both eyes and look really well. But after you get married, you're better to close one and look the other way.
有的一个朋友说呢，在你结婚之前呢，你最好是你想要睁开双眼，然后看这个对方，把每个都看到是好。但你结婚以后呢，你就会想要闭上一只眼睛，然后你不想看，再看别的地方。
Jesus said to his disciples, I want you to get to know me pretty well. He said, you come, you live with me, you watch me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Jesus traveled with his disciples and he said, which one of you convinces me of sin?
你主耶稣基督跟他的门徒们说呢，我要你们更多的了解我，所以你们要来和我同住，一天24小时，一个星期7天，一个月30几天，一年365天，让你们天天跟我在一起，我去哪里你们就去哪里，你们每看你们能不能找出我有罪。
So Vic, that's reason number one. Number two is this. The Lord Jesus said, no, the Old Testament said, to the law and to the prophets, if they speak not according to my word, the truth is not in them.
因为这是第二个理由呢，就是实际上是在旧约里面的。旧约里说呢，对那些先知来说，对那些说预言的来说，如果他们不讲我的真理，这是神不讲神的真理，神就不在他们里面。
How do we know? This is their textbook, and they preach it all the time, and they don't preach anything else.
所以呢，我们怎么知道呢？实际上呢，这就是他们要圣经，就是他们要去讲的那个书，他们只讲圣经里的书，不能讲圣经以外的任何的东西。
My friend came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel 40 years ago. We said, why did you come to this church?
然后我的一个朋友呢，40年前他来到16届福音教会，我们就问他说，你为什么要来这个教会？
He said, because I believe that you're going to teach me the Bible.
因为他说呢，我相信你会教我圣经。
He said, and so why did you leave the other church?
我们跟他说呢，为什么你要离开另外一个教会呢？
And he said, because in Sunday school, they were teaching my daughter basket weaving.
因为呢，他说因为在在 主日学里，他们教我的女儿呢，去那个和那个男子。
Answer number three, Vic. And it's the answer of the Lord Jesus. He simply said, by their fruit, you will know them.
那实际上刚才讲的是教他女儿编篮子啊，编篮子。那第三条呢，他跟那个老王说呢，你是主耶稣基督说的，他必须教我所说的话。
So when they come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, they have two questions.
那实际上刚才我记错了，他是说是主耶稣基督呢，是说看他们的果子，他们所结的果子，如果结的果子，那就知道主是不是在他们里面。
Question number one, what is it about the teachers and the preachers and the elders in this assembly? Are they godly?
那这里呢，其实有两个问题在一个教会里。第一个问题呢，他们所讲的，像他们所传的道，所以那些在教会的那些监督层，他们是敬虔的吗？
The answer is we must be, and that puts a great responsibility upon those of us who fulfill those roles.
所以呢，这答案呢是我们要把那些在这样的职位上的那些人呢，给他们要负极大的责任。
And the other question is, all right, now what about the congregation? What about those who believe as you believe? What is the congregation like?
第二个呢，就是说呢，那会众是什么样的？在教会你的会众，就像你我一样信的那些会众，他们会像什么样的人呢？
And so when they come to 16th Avenue, they take the microscope and they focus on you. And they say, now, these are some of the people, these are the fruit of this assembly. Are they living like Jesus?
然后有人来到十六级教会的时候呢，他们会用显微镜来看你我，他们说这是他主耶稣的果子吗？他们的行为言行是像主耶稣基督一样吗？
So Vic, those are three quick answers.
所以对老王来说，这是三个很快的答案。
All right, our time is gone. We'll finish off 2 Peter next week. Maybe we'll go along to 1 John as well.
那我们的时间也到了。我们下个星期呢，我们希望我们能够结束彼得后书，然后我们会进到约翰一书。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, this is very, very important truth.
主啊，这是一个非常非常重要的真理。
Judgment day is coming, and it's not just going to be a superficial exam.
因为审判日一定会来，不是一个肤浅的一个考试。
Some of our exams when we're in school are an hour long. Some are 2 hours long. Some are 3 hours long.This exam, Lord, is far more serious than that.
因为我们在学校的时候呢，我们有的时候考试一个小时，有的时候考试是两个小时，有的时候考试三个小时。但是主啊，这将要来的这个考试呢，是远远超过这些考试。
It isn't just that we will be judged, the whole earth will be judged, and even the heaven itself.Will be judged because the devil has had his heyday in the heaven.
实际上呢，不光是我们要受到审判，甚至地球和整个天都要受到审判，因为魔鬼在他在天上，他要付出代价。
And so, Lord, we pray that we will be convicted by these truths, and that by your grace we will live in the light of these truths.
主啊，我们祷告，我们能被这样的真理来 说服，然后我们藉着您的恩典，我们把这样的真理活出来。
Help us now, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，求您帮助我们，现在就我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.